Hi there. You're welcome once again to the Wale Okilola podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Special appreciation to everyone who is sharing this podcast and for those who have followed me on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Player.fm, and other podcast channels. Thank you so much. Thank you for pushing this work. We're about to have another wonderful time today. Please stay tuned. This podcast is available on all podcast channels: Apple Podcast, Spotify, Player.fm, Google Podcast, and other podcast channels. Please make sure you like and you also subscribe. If you're on Apple Podcast, subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, follow. And please rate this show. By rating it, you give it the opportunity to be seen by even a larger audience. Thank you. Don't forget to share with your friends and your family. We're about to have a wonderful time again today. I want to encourage you today to trust in God. Trust in the Lord with the whole of your heart. God never designed man to trust in or look unto another man. Neither does he even expect us to trust in or look unto ourselves. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding." Psalms chapter 118 and verse 9 says, "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." When the Bible says to trust the Lord with all your heart, it means there should be no reservation, none at all. Our help and trust cannot be in another man, no matter who they are and for whatever reason. God is man's dwelling place, man's habitat. It is in him we live, it is in him we move, and it is in him that we find our being. That is, it is in him that we have everything we need to exist. It is from him that all blessings flow. The arm of flesh will always fail. Man is not designed to be infallible or perfect. Even with good intentions, they still can be incapacitated. It is in the human nature to disappoint. It is in the human nature to forget. It is in the human nature to betray. This is true. In this world, every man seeks his own. You would rarely find people who are more interested in others than they are in themselves. Even the people you go all out for or made sacrifices for cannot be trusted. Those with whom you walked, those with whom you prayed and fasted and waited on God and went through a lot of suffering together will forget you once they get comforted. This is sad, but it is the reality of men. Recently, I was listening to Apostle Gboyega Shitta. He was teaching from the story of Elijah and Ahab in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42 to 45. And I have never seen it in that light before. After the famine, Elijah was on the mountain praying that the Lord would send rain on the land. And Ahab was there with him, being the king. He needed the help of the prophet at that time. When God heard their prayer and it was about to rain, Elijah told Ahab to get on his chariot quickly and get going. And the Bible says he got on his chariot. And just like the New KJV puts it, the Bible says he got on his chariot and he rode away. Now, this is the interesting part. If Ahab knew it was going to rain and Elijah was there, on the mountain, having no chariot, how did he expect the prophet to get out of there? He never thought for once how the prophet will escape being beaten by the rain. He only cared about himself. Bible says he rode away. And that is man for you. When they eventually get what they want, and at the moment when you think they should offer you help, they leave. Many even forget you ever existed, just like Ahab did to Elijah. They ride away. You need to note that kings don't go out alone, and most of the time they always have a second chariot that follows them, or like we say, they always move in a convoy. So it was not about not having space for Elijah. It was just that he didn't think about Elijah at that particular time. He has gotten what he wanted, and so the Bible says he rode away. The same thing happened in Genesis chapter 40 with Joseph and Pharaoh's chief butler. After he interpreted his dream, and the Bible says that Joseph was even in charge of them in the prison. Not just in charge of them, he was concerned about them and cared for them. Because the Bible says, when he saw them that morning, having a sad countenance, that is the chief butler and the other guy that was sent to prison by Pharaoh, the chief baker, he asked them what was wrong. And after asking what was wrong, he offered to help them. That shows that he was concerned about them. And after interpreting his dream, and he was sure that his life would be given back to him, Joseph said specifically to him in verse 14 of that Genesis chapter 40, "Please remember me when it is well with you. Speak to the king about me so that I can also get out of this prison." But what happened? The Bible says that when the guy got back to the palace, as Joseph had said in verse 2, as Joseph asked him, but in verse 23, the Bible says that the butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Life became okay for him, and he forgot that there was someone who was there at his downtime. Joseph had expected that by the time this guy is reinstated in the palace, he would be able to facilitate his release from the prison. But alas, trusting in the arm of flesh will always fail. This is the way of men. Don't feel sad when people forget you. No matter what you did for them or who they are to you, there are people you may expect that they will at least help you, since they know how you all were when things wasn't all good. But they won't even budge. They would turn a blind eye to your struggles and obvious yearnings. For some, you will even summon the courage to talk to them and ask for help, but they still won't even render any form of assistance. Don't feel bad. Don't hate on them. It is normal human way. No man can help you if God doesn't command it. And when God commands it, it doesn't matter whether they know you or not. They must help you. God helps men through men. But we must not forget that even though it is men that comes with the help that we expect, it has to be God that has commanded them to help. If God has not commanded it, then it will not be done. No man has it in himself to help another man, except God has commanded it. This is why you must only look to God. It is from him that all help flows. You know how the story of Elijah and Ahab actually ended. God's hand came upon Elijah, and even though he had to run on foot, Bible says he got to the entrance of Jezreel ahead of Ahab. because the hand of God came upon him. So even though Ahab forgot to help him, God did not forget to help Elijah. What about Joseph? He eventually got to the palace and even became a boss over the butler. That is how high God can lift you if you will look to him and trust in him alone. An attempt to look unto man or even ourselves will end in shame and disappointments. I heard a story recently. I think it was on the social media. I can't really remember now. But the story is of a particular man that was in need of a particular amount of money. And he was somewhere praying with so much zeal and so much passion, you know, crying to God, asking God to provide for him. And then there was a rich man around. The rich man was wondering why this man was praying so much and praying so loud with so much passion and so much zeal. And then he decided to ask him what he needed. And the man said to him, I need, you know, X amount of money. And the rich man dipped his hand in his pocket and gave him the money. And then, you know, the rich man also brought out his card and gave it to the man and told him, whenever you need anything, just call me. You know, anyone would have jumped at this offer and be like, wow, thank you so much, sir. Take the card. Whenever I need you, I should call you, right? Beautiful. You know, they would just be happy, which is, there is nothing bad in that, actually. But the response of this man actually caught my attention when I heard that story. The man answered the rich man and said, no, whenever I need anything, I'll rather call on the one who sent you to me. Come on now. Wow. What a mindset. What a mindset. He didn't collect the man's card to call on the man whenever he needed something, because he knew that that man cannot be the source of all his provisions or of all the things that he needed. So he said, excuse me, sir. Thank you for your offer, but I can't call on you whenever I need anything. There was someone that sent you to me. I would rather call on that person. That is the kind of mindset we should carry. Anyone with this kind of mindset will not see anybody as his source, will not hate on anybody because they decide not to help, will not become bitter because some people have decided to turn a blind eye to their struggles, because God remains the source. We need to trust only in the Lord. Thank you for listening. I want to believe you've been blessed by this episode. Let me encourage you once again to learn to trust in the Lord. Those that look to God are never put to shame. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 34 and verse 5, it said they looked to him and were lightened, and their faces was not ashamed. When you put your trust in God, you will not be put to shame. Please like, subscribe, and share with your friends and family. I want to encourage you to please support this podcast in any way that you can, and to support financially, you can see on the description on how to make your support on this podcast to enable us move forward and expand. Thank you so very much. You can reach me via my email address olawalemike@gmail.com. And please follow me on all social media platforms, Wale Okilola, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Threads. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola. God bless you.